Rock 107 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Did you just do the fart lean?
No, no.
Don't you lie. I know you're fart lean.
No, I'm looking you in the eye right now. I'm telling you that I did not.
You're not looking me in the eye.
I know.
You're lying.
I might be.
6:35. We're going to take a look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, let's do rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. Mastodon have released the first in a series of videos recapping their Emperor of Sand tour. Watch now on YouTube. I love that album.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
Release that. So good. Mastodon. Heavy, hard. Love it. Tom York of Radiohead will put out an EP called Suspiria, limited edition unreleased material on February 22nd. Only 1,500 copies of the 12-inch vinyl will be pressed. So if you are a Radiohead fan, you want to check that out.
I was a rock star and making albums.
Yeah.
I think making the album would be the easiest part. The hardest part would be thinking of what to call it. For some reason, I can't think of stuff. If I ever had a child and had to think of a name for my child,
yeah,
I don't think he'd be nameless.
Yeah.
It'd be like 10, 15 years before
My child's name is going to be Oops.
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 Why'd you call me Mistake? Why is my name Mistake?
I don't understand. No, it's Mistake. Don't get it right. That's what it'll be. That'll be how it'd be pronounced.
Yes.
But it'll be spelled Mistake. Also, in your rock news, America got its first taste of Led Zeppelin 50 years ago. Tomorrow, when their self-titled debut album was released, the band came together the year before when Yardbirds guitarist Jimmy Page recruited his old friend from his session days, bassist John Paul Jones, along with drummer John Bonham and singer Robert Plant.
The circumstances of the first album were that we'd rehearsed the set and obviously the new material, and the first sort of launch of it was in Scandinavia, where we did some dates, and then we came back to England and we were doing a few dates. But we were getting into Olympic Studios. Well, we weren't in a position at that time to be able to block whole studio time, so we were sort of doing a few hours here and a few hours there. I think it works out to somewhere in the region of about 30 hours, 36 hours maximum, and that's with all the mixing that was done as well.
That's unbelievable. 36 hours, first Zeppelin album. What?
Wow.
Come on.
Really?
Tool's been working on an album for how long now?
For God's sake.
I don't want to hear it, Tool. Page also produced the album because he knew exactly the sound that he was after.
At that time, it was so radical because it was filled with so many ideas. So I really did want to produce it because I could see a way distance ahead, and I just wanted to keep going on this road where these initial ideas are expanded, and not even finesse, but go right over the horizon and, you know, in every direction.
Another thing Jimmy wanted was to record a complete album and not just a few singles surrounded by filler.
There have been a number of FM stations, and these FM stations were playing what we'd now call alternative music to the singles. And you'd even get to hear them playing a whole side of an album. And I thought, oh boy, this is wonderful. This is the area to go in. Because the problem with the singles market, the rest of the album material wasn't very good because they were a singles market band. We didn't do that.
And since they weren't recording just a Moon Spoon June type songs, you know, just rhyming like, oh, Beatles crap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Robert Plant, and we have a clip of him right here, definitely had his work cut out for him.
It was quite a daunting task to try and fit a vocal over the top of those pieces of music because there was so much drama in them. So I had to create something that was not going to be ridiculous but was going to be empathetic to the music. And so phrasing, pitch, should I be singing everything at volume 10 or should I, you know, I had to find melody. And I had to make that melody work against the very, very strong web of music that was there.
No denying, one of the best albums, I think, in the rock world.
Absolutely.
I mean, you had Good Times, Bad Times, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You, Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that song. Communication Breakdown. 50 years ago today,
wow.
We got it. Isn't that crazy?
That's insane, man.
50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And we're better for it. We're better for it. That's your rock news. We'll be back.